This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A judge in Springfield is trying to determine whether drug defendants received fair treatment following revelations about a chemist at a state lab in Amherst. That chemist tampered with evidence and falsified reports. Chemist Sonia Farrick has admitted to stealing drugs from the lab for her personal use. Lawyers for 10 defendants claim the state attorney general's office buried the extent of Farrick's misconduct and that led to unfair convictions or guilty pleas. Judge Richard Carey wrapped up a week of testimony today. WBUR's David Borey was in court in Springfield and joins us now. The lead prosecutor, David, in the case is an assistant attorney general, Ann Kaczmarek. Why is the information that she has so key to this case?
In Sonia Farrick's car, after she was arrested, police recovered lots of documents, but included in them were mental health notes that would indicate that Sonia Farrick was being treated for drug abuse and had a long history of drug abuse that made this an 8-year scandal rather than the 4-week problem that the attorney general said at the time. So it was really exculpatory evidence, and people went to prison without the chance to see that evidence, which the attorney general's office sat on for 22 months. This was unprecedented today. The Commonwealth's attorneys, the assistant attorney generals, argued, and Kaczmarek said in her answer that she didn't think she had an obligation to turn over exculpatory evidence to anyone but Farrakh's lawyer. And in fact, they didn't even tell a judge about it.
So what documents, if any, did the assistant attorney general turn over?
Well, the assistant attorney general turned none of that over. So this assistant attorney general, today she said, in fact, she put them aside. Now, they argue they might have been sensitive and privileged because they're about health records, but no one in the attorney general's office made the determination that, in fact, they were privileged.
Judge Carey has heard from a lot of witnesses about all sorts of information the state had that defense lawyers claim they should have received. What happens now?
Well, we've had these hearings all week long. It's going to go to some more information back and forth. But the key here, Lisa, is whether or not this was intentional. That's the key standard. And so what you had today were the attorneys for the Commonwealth leading the witnesses saying, well, you would never have intentionally withheld anything. No, never intentionally. So they've established it wouldn't have happened. However, the Pyrrhic victory, if it is that, for the Commonwealth at the end of the day, is that they may have proven that it's not intentional, but they've done that by portraying an attorney general's office that's every bit as dysfunctional as the Amherst drug lab that was shut down.
WBUR senior reporter David Borey. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.